The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Yes, Dr. Izzal Sheehan is with me, the clinical director at Allergy Ireland, to talk about exactly that, about allergies and food allergies in particular when it comes to our kids. Anecdotally, there's a feeling maybe that there's more of them. More kids have allergies these days than they had in the past. Is that true?
Yeah, so absolutely. Allergies are on the rise. So we're looking at around 5% of children in Ireland having a food allergy, which is 1 in 20, which means basically every classroom in Ireland, you have a child with a food allergy. And in adults, we're probably looking at around 2%. So it's significant enough.
Why has that number risen?
You know, it's a tricky one. It's very hard to say why. Definitely there's change in diet over the last sort of 20, maybe 30 years. But we also think that, you know, overuse of antibiotics and sort of just a change in our microbiome and gut biome maybe has had an impact as well.
So when it comes to kids and food allergies, at what age do they begin to manifest? Do we notice the symptoms? Is it immediate? Is it at birth with some of them and it's a bit older with others, or how does it work?
So it tends to be when you start weaning your child onto foods.
Okay.
For the very little...
I guess they're not eating much peanut butter as a newborn.
Yeah, exactly. So look, at around sort of 6 months of age, you're oftentimes introducing like cow's milk for the first time in the kids who are breastfed. And eggs would be the two like first ones, and wheat, I suppose, should be in that category as well. And those would be the sort of most common of the early allergies that you would notice. And then after that, it's sort of peanut and tree nuts will be the more common ones as the child ages a little bit.
And how severe can the reactions to those things be, say, very early on? You know, people listening to this might be familiar with it in the classroom sense, and some of them, you know, they can bring nuts to school as long as some kids don't eat them. Others, there can be nuts anywhere, kind of in the same parish. Yeah. Severe is the allergy. Is it that severe from day one?
I suppose the issue is you don't know.
Yeah.
So, like, luckily, the first time a child has a reaction, oftentimes it's not very severe. Now, that's not to say some children, the first reaction can be a severe reaction, so we can never say everyone. The problem is, once you have a diagnosis of a food allergy, and if you're accidentally exposed to it, you don't know how severe your reaction is going to be. And on one day, you know, you might just get sort of an urticarial rash, like hives, just feel a little bit itchy, maybe a bit of swelling to the lips. On another day, it could be life-threatening anaphylaxis, so a severe allergic reaction. And so really, once you're diagnosed with food allergy, you'll be given by your doctor, you'll be given adrenaline. So you'll be given adrenaline pens to carry at all times in case you accidentally get exposed.
And are there ways to test for these allergies as kids begin to approach that age, that weaning age?
Yeah. So look, basically, I suppose the most important thing is that you want to introduce these allergenic foods as early as you can to children. And if your child develops a rash around the mouth or swelling, or, I mean, especially if they develop sort of respiratory symptoms or anything else that you're concerned with, you're either going... to, if it's something that's fleeting, you know, you go to your GP. Obviously, if it's more severe, you might even need to call an ambulance depending on what's happened. But the main thing is you avoid the food that caused that reaction. Go and see your GP and get referred to an allergy clinic. Or, you know, you might be able to go directly to an allergy clinic. But the most important thing is that you're diagnosed so that you know exactly what it is that caused the reaction. And then you have the appropriate treatment plan. But what's interesting is that if you introduce all of these allergenic foods early, your risk of developing a food allergy, we now know, actually reduces.
Okay, so how does that work? So somebody who might otherwise develop the food allergy won't, because they're exposed to nut butter from an early age or something?
Exactly. So there have been like a couple of big studies. In particular, there was the LEAP study, and this was for those children who were at high risk for developing peanut allergy. And basically, if you gave them peanut before the age of one, the risk of developing a peanut allergy went from 17% down to 3%. So a really, really big drop. So where like 15, 20 years ago, we were saying, avoid, don't give your children any of these foods. Now it's the exact opposite. We're saying, give these foods, give them early, and don't just give it once. keep it in the diet. So if you're giving like peanut butter, maybe hazelnut butter, almond butter, cashew butter, all these nut butters, you want to make sure that they're as part of their daily routine, that they're getting a nut butter. What I would often sort of recommend is just mixing a spoon of it in the morning with like their porridge or Weetabix or whatever you give them. And at least, you know, look, you're keeping all those allergenic foods in your child's diet.
And do you keep doing that even if there's some slight reaction to it?
No, if there's
okay,
a reaction,
if there's a reaction at all, stop
avoid,
and go to
and you need to see a doctor.
Okay.
Yeah.
And would the advice from the doctor ever be that reaction is so mild you can kind of plough ahead but keep a close eye on it?
Not necessarily. Basically, avoidance is the measure.
Oh, right, okay.
Now, I mean, like, there could be a bit of confusion as to what the person's allergic to, and you may be given a challenge, which is where in a hospital setting you're actually given what you think you might be allergic to, and then they'll be able to say for definite if you can or can't have that food.
But okay,
you don't want to have this sort of grey area. It needs to be pretty black and white, because you could have a severe allergic reaction if you are allergic to it.
And then let's imagine then people fall into that category. So they've been sent to a specialist, their GP or a specialist, and they say, listen, you are allergic to A, B or C. And the advice is avoidance. Does that come with, I mean, is there ever medical intervention, kind of continuous medical intervention, medication they might take?
So if it's milk or if it's egg, we now use what we call the milk ladder or the egg ladder. And that's where actually at home, most children will be able to be introduced to what they're allergic to. So milk or egg in the most baked form, and like gradually moving up towards like a least baked form, like a glass of milk. So you're looking at around 80 to 90% of kids actually growing out of milk and egg milk and egg allergies. Unfortunately, when you're thinking about like nuts.
So sorry, just like they might eat buns or something.
Yeah, exactly. You're starting with things like that, like buns, cookies. Yeah. There's a very specific ladder now so that you have to follow. But it's incredibly effective, you know, for the vast majority.
So they will grow out, most of them, they will grow out of that.
Exactly.
As they progress through the ladder.
80-90% of them will grow out of it.
Do you grow out of the other allergies? Do you grow out of a nut allergy?
Only 20% will.
Okay.
So we don't have ladders for that because it's too risky. And so really you're sort of hoping that your immune system will build a tolerance. And so for 20% of children that will happen. For the 80%, I suppose the future is immunotherapy, and that's basically where you're given what you're allergic to in very tiny quantities, obviously in a hospital setting. And the idea being that not necessarily that you'll be treated and suddenly you're able to go out and eat peanuts, for example, but that you won't have a severe allergic reaction if you accidentally eat it.
Can you develop allergies to any of these things later in life after that weaning period?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it can happen. It's less likely, but it can happen. Definitely when like times where your hormones change is a time where your immune system can alter a little bit. So, you know, sort of puberty and adolescence, even menopause, sometimes we see the likes of sort of shellfish allergies showing themselves a little bit as well. So definitely later in life, allergies can present themselves. But usually we're looking at sort of in the younger kids, sort of before school age.
My son was allergic to eggs, and I've been doing the egg ladder for months and months now, and he ate a piece of omelette this week. I envisioned a life where he couldn't eat cake and I felt sad for him, so I'm so pleased for him. So anyway,
that's wonderful.
A wonderful outcome. Wonderful. In that house. Yeah. At least, particularly if you like omelettes. Dr. Izzel Sheehan is the Clinical Director at Allergy Ireland. Izzel, thanks a million for coming into us.
No, thank you.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.